drop.
What's up, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good, man. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you.
Yeah, you too.
Were you back working on your future celebrations? Is that what you were doing?
No, I don't work on that very much, man.
Okay.
You know, Atlanta's got a great defense. You know, they're a great football team, first of all. You know, but their defense specifically, been watching them up front. You know, they've got some great players up there, some great pass rushers that I've played, you know, a few times. You know, some great linebackers, and then I think the back end is really strong. I mean, they've got a really good scheme. They're really smart about where they line up and how they play their scheme. So we've got our work cut out for us.
Chase, how's this team been able to be effective both at home and on the road offensively? How does that work for this team?
I mean, you got a team that works. You know, I think everybody in this room, in this locker room, wants the same thing, and we all want it really bad. So we go to work each week like it's a new week, like it's the only week, and we put everything we've got into that week. And we know that the past doesn't matter, the future doesn't matter. The only thing we can control is this week. And we know we've yet to accomplish everything we want to accomplish, and we've got a lot of work out ahead of us, but we're hungry for it. And I think everybody in this locker room is hungry.
But offensively, it doesn't seem like noise bothers you, being on the road and stuff like that with, you know, this offense and how it succeeds. How do you guys take those variables out of it?
Well, that's the preparation during the week. It's communicating during the week so that during the game, you know, we know what to expect and we know what's coming, and we can communicate in other ways if we can't hear. But, you know, I think it goes into the week of preparation.
Dan Quinn said that Ricardo Allen didn't take any snaps at nickel, and then he goes in there and has a big third down stop. For going back to what you said about the back seven, what are some of the challenges and just the rotation that they have amongst that depth?
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, had some injuries last week, and, you know, I think they were all, I mean, they moved around and filled in positions, like you said, that they haven't played before, and they didn't miss a beat. You know, so guys like that, you know, that can line up anywhere and play a number of different coverages, it's tough, you know, to be able to identify where they're going to be at. But yeah, they're really good players, and from top to bottom, I think one of the, you know, the better back ends that we faced.
Hey, Casey, you were just talking about the scheme. How many influences do you see that Dan Quinn had taken from Seattle on those defenses you faced up there?
Yeah, there's a lot, you know, a lot of similarities, you know, but they've got their own, you know, their own flavor, and, you know, a lot of different personnel, obviously. So, you know, it's been fun to study.
Case, with you playing good ball, the Vikings winning, how more recognizable have you become in public? What's it been like, you know, being out and about? I guess you were introduced to the Timberwolves game last week or something.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, a lot of that stuff, that's just outside noise, you know, and for us, in this building, when I show up, I mean, we're hungry, like I said, and we want to win. We want to win bad, you know. So whatever happens outside of the building, whatever, you know, has happened, whatever's going to happen, you know, we're focused on right now. So that's you know, that's our goal. That's our one mindset as a team, and I think you know, we've come to work ready to do that.
What was it like being introduced to the Timberwolves game?
Oh, it was nice. It was good.
Have you had situations like that in your career where, you know, you're very, maybe it was like that in Houston, you know, you're very noticeable around town and all that? Are you used to dealing with that, or is this maybe a newer situation for you? Or what was
it? Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was good. It was a good time. It was a good game, so I had fun.
Case, how does the corrections process change when you guys are 7 in a row? Does Zimmer have to kind of ramp that up anymore to kind of tamp down the enthusiasm that might come from winning 7 in a row?
You know, we trust our process, and our process is coming in on Mondays, reviewing the film, looking at what we did well, looking at what we didn't do well, getting better. And, you know, no matter what, you know, the outcome may have been, no matter what the past, like I said, we're you know, letting all that go, because everything we want is right in front of us. And we got to take it a week at a time, and trust that process that's been the same every week. You know, it's learn from your mistakes, but get better. We got to get better every week.
Case, what's it been like working with Kevin Stefanski?
Kev's been great. You know, I've thoroughly enjoyed working with him as a quarterback coach. Prepares us, I mean, as thoroughly as I've ever been prepared, as far as seeing different looks and be prepared for all sorts of things. You know, he's one of the guys that's really been good about, you know, kind of implementing the process and just keeping our process and, you know, focusing on that and letting the results take care of themselves.
You guys have also given –
lot of different looks and personnel groupings, how you manage just working with so many different groupings and personnel?
I think it's good game planning. I think Pat's done a great job, and we have a lot of guys, everybody in that offensive room. We're all on the same page, so, you know, whatever play we run and whatever personnel we're running, you know, I think everybody's got a great grasp of it and is prepared by their coaches to be ready to go.
Case Coach Zimmer said the quarterback situation will continue to be a week-to-week thing, but it's not like he's looking to pull you or anything. Is that your understanding of how it is, that it's still kind of still a week-to-week thing?
Yeah, I mean, like I've said, I mean, I'm gonna keep doing the same thing. I'm gonna keep coming in, taking things a week at a time, trusting the process, because we're still hungry. We still want this bad, and you know, the next step in our goals is this week, and that's you know, that's going and you know, beating a good football team. So we've got a big challenge ahead of us.
Jason, you're looking at film. Do you go into a game thinking you might have to run more, get out of the pocket more versus playing a different team?
I mean, a lot of that stuff kind of shows up, you know, organically, if you will. You know, it just kind of it just comes to you depending on what the play is and how it unfolds. But, you know, I'm always looking to step up in the pocket and use my protection and be in the heart of the pocket. And if it happens that there's some lanes to run, I'll take them.
What do you see specifically on the front side
of the line? They're really good defense. You know, they line up in a couple different fronts, but they're always sound. You know, their defensive ends and you know, outside linebackers who line up out there and rush are great pass rushers. I think, you know, sacks-wise, I think they've, you know, leading the conference and, you know, one of the leaders in the conference in sacks. So, you know, something I'm definitely going to have to work the pocket and, you know, be able to trust my offensive line.
If you look at these next two games where, you know, in terms of the playoffs and further on, I mean, these two wins here on the road against teams be you guys controlling your own destiny as far as not having to rely on other teams as far as playoff seedings. How do you view that with what the opportunity is in Atlanta and Carolina?
Yeah, I'd be boring and say we don't look at that. I mean, we're looking at this week. I mean, we've got to give everything we've got to Atlanta because obviously they know how to win. They know how to win late in the season and into the playoffs as they've shown last year. So, you know, this is a great test for us. And you know, everything we want is this week, you know, and then everything we want will be next week. But we're not looking next week. We're looking this week. We're not looking last week. We're looking this week. And that's, you know, that's been our mindset.
Okay, so how has your chemistry and communication with Pat Elflein developed over the past couple months?
It's been great. Pat is he's on top of his game. You know, he's not playing like a rookie. He's getting us lined up. He's helping me. He's helping the offensive line. Doing a great job of identifying fronts and pressures. Not just pass game protection, but run game as well. So, you know, he's a great player.
Would you say this offensive line in general is more talkative in communicating with each other than other offensive lines you've been around?
I mean, everybody's got a, you know, all offensive lines communicate, but yeah, they do a great job of communicating, not just during the play or you know, before the play on the field, but before practice, even in the meeting rooms. And they do a great job. I think Coach Brano does a great job getting them all on the same page.
Case with Pat, have you ever seen a moment or anything during the season that looks like he's a rookie, that he's, you know, just kind of trying to work through things, or has he seemed like kind of a veteran from the start here?
You know, I think, you know, there was one time when, you know, the offensive line room was not decorated as well as we as those guys had wanted it, so that may be the only rookie moment, but he's doing really well. Pat's, you know, and he's still hungry, too, and he's getting better, and he's working at it, so it's been good.
Case, how do you feel about the way Latavius is starting to kind of get into a groove? I mean, maybe he's getting a little more healthy, but just the way he's been running the ball of late.
Yeah, I mean, he's taking a handoff, and he's moving forward. It's fun to hand the ball off to that guy when he's moving forward. He's got all his momentum going forward and reading defenses, making good cuts, and you know, doing well, catching the ball out of the backfield, doing well in protections. So I think he's coming along.
Last couple for Case.
When you're going against a team that, you know, maybe doesn't have a double-digit sack guy but has a lot of sacks overall, does it make it more difficult to set the protections and kind of figure out where the rush is coming from?
You know, they're all great rushers, and, yeah, I mean, it's tough. You know, everybody in this league can play, but when you get guys all over their defensive front making plays, you know, you can't really key on one guy. You have to make sure that you get them all protected. So we're going to have to be on our toes.
Case, what would you say is the biggest difference between the quarterback you were last year and the quarterback you are this year?
next year? Is it you, or do you think it's the guys you're around?
It's a lot of things. I'm always trying to get better. I had a coach tell me, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So I try to get better every day. So I think today I'm better than I was yesterday. I think I'm better yesterday than I was the day before. And that's my goal. Each day I come in, I want to get better. So if you get a little bit better each day, you know, you put a lot of those days together, and you've gotten a lot better. Thanks, guys.